More than 50,000 Afghan people are at U.S. military bases, waiting to be settled across the country. About 600 are expected to come here to Indiana. And it's up to Cole Varga to make sure the transition's smooth.
We've been busy preparing, we've been busy hiring and training staff, we've been busy talking to landlords and employers.
Varga's the executive director of Exodus Refugee Resettlement in Indianapolis. He and his team are swamped these days. They're responsible for about half of the evacuees who will end up settling in Indiana.
That's a big ask for a network that's been strapped and trying to rebuild as quickly as possible.
Resettling one person is a tall enough task, but 300 or more? That's almost double the number they'd resettle in a full year during the Trump administration.
It's not even 0 to 60, it's more like 0 to 600.
Varga usually has plenty of notice before someone arrives at Exodus. Sometimes he finds out as much as a year in advance. Now, it's happening multiple times a week, and normally on short notice.
We might not know until 48 hours before they hit the airport that they're going to, what day they're going to arrive. So that creates a scramble for us to try and find housing.
After someone arrives in Indianapolis, the number one priority is finding somewhere to live. Hotels and Airbnbs work as temporary options as crews work to find affordable housing. Varga says it's been the most difficult aspect so far.
We're just always trying to find available apartments and jumping on wait lists. You know, the next two-bedroom that comes up, we want it. The next five two-bedrooms that come up, we want them.
And it's only the beginning of their work. Once evacuees have a roof over their head, attention turns to preparing them for life in America. Exodus offers a variety of cultural classes on topics from state laws to what the first trip to the supermarket will be like.
We're getting the kids enrolled in school. We're getting the adults into English classes immediately that we offer cultural orientation so they know kind of what's the environment here in Indiana. And then we'll, as time goes on, we'll start doing some job prep for them.
At Catholic Charities Fort Wayne, Resettlement Director Nien Chan has a goal: get people in permanent housing and ready for employment in about 6 months. That's because that's how long federal resettlement funds typically last. Private donations can help offset that, and some evacuees don't need help for that long.
They have the opportunity to support their own family with their employment income. They want to become independent from the public system. That is their dream.
Businesses across the state are eager for the help. Varga and Chan say employers are constantly checking in about availability. As soon as Samir Zubair heard Fort Wayne would be settling evacuees, he reached out to Chan about hiring some. He oversees 7 Wendy's restaurants in the area and will take all the help he can get.
Double cheese plain.
And I've actually spoke with these gentlemen who just showed up. We're just waiting on some of their documents to finalize.
The businessman in Zubair was excited to find workers, but it's more than that to him. Over 20 years ago, he fled Afghanistan as a refugee.
I know when I first moved here, one of the biggest things for us was to get a job. When I offered them and I told them that, hey, as soon as you guys get your documents, we're on standby, we'll take care of you, you couldn't believe how big their smiles were on their faces.
But the agency's work doesn't end when evacuees find work. They'll continue helping with the transition as long as they're needed. Varga says it's just the beginning at this point. They'll be settling people through at least the first half of next year. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Mitch Legan.